There are perhaps three kinds of givers. The giver who is like flint, the giver who is like a sponge, and the giver who is like honeycomb. Think about the giver who is like flint. To get anything from flint, you must hammer it. You have to make sure that you get the chips and the sparks flying. The thing about flint is that it gives nothing away by its own. It has to be forced in order to give. Well, what about a sponge? It's a little bit easier, but you have to wring it. You have to apply pressure to it in order for it to give. It needs to be pressed. And what about the honeycomb? Well, from the honeycomb, the honey flows freely. It gives its sweetness with generosity, dripping on all without any pressure at all, without begging, without badgering. The honeycomb, after all, is a renewable resource. Unlike the flint or the sponge, the honeycomb is connected to life. It is the product of the ongoing and creative energy of the bees. Flint, sponge, honeycombs. Today, the church celebrates a man who was very much like the honeycomb. Francesco Forgione was born in 1887 and died in 1968. He was born in the Italian village that is near Assisi called Pietralcina. At the age of 16, he entered the friary of the Capuchins, and he took the name Pio, which means pious. So, of course, we know him as Padre Pio. He was the first priest, and I think the only priest, ever to be stigmatized. On the 20th of September in the year 1918, he was praying before the crucifix, and the stigmata appeared on his hands, which he then had, of course, for the next 50 years, because he died in the year 1968. His was a ministry devoted to sacramental reconciliation, to the celebration of the Eucharist, and countless people came to him because they sensed in this man the sweetness of love, the generosity of the honeycomb. Pope St. Paul VI, in writing about Padre Pio, observed the following. Look what fame he had, what a worldwide following that gathered around him. But why? Perhaps because he was a philosopher, because he was wise, because he had resources at his disposal? No, said Paul VI. It was because he said Mass humbly, heard confessions from dawn to dusk, and he was one who bore the wounds of our Lord. He was a man of prayer and suffering. Yes, indeed, St. Padre Pio, it was like the honeycomb. His heart filled with the sweet love of Jesus Christ. However, this was a love that was formed through an intense battle with the enemy of our soul. And there is such a clear chronicle of the encounters St. Padre Pio had with the devil that it almost makes you shocked to see the extent to which this man suffered. However, in the end, the forces of evil were not able to defeat St. Padre Pio. Because of his faithful trust in Jesus, he lived his priesthood each day, choosing to love. What a contrast with Herod, of whom we read in our gospel reading today. We're told that upon hearing about Jesus, that Herod is greatly perplexed. Now, we get most insight into Herod not in the Gospel of Luke, where we are today, but over in St. Mark's Gospel. And over in Mark, we're told that he was perplexed also by the teaching of St. John the Baptist, that at some level, Herod had an attraction to the sacred. At some level, he perhaps realized there's more to life than being flint. At some level, he was drawn to Jesus. And at the end of today's gospel, we hear it said so clearly, and Herod tried to see Jesus. Now, St. Luke is the only gospel writer who has this comment, that Herod tried to see Jesus. And indeed, it is also in St. Luke's gospel alone that over in the 23rd chapter, we hear that Herod had his wish fulfilled. Do you know when Herod saw Jesus? On Good Friday. You might remember that Herod was the tetrarch of Galilee, up in the north, the area that Jesus was from. And when Pilate heard that Herod was in Jerusalem, he thought, great, I can wash my hands of Jesus, I'll send him to Herod, because he's his problem. And then we're told that indeed Jesus comes to Herod early, early on Good Friday. And listen to what St. Luke writes in the 23rd chapter of his gospel. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad. For remember, in our text, this is about 2 years earlier. And now, the wish that he'd had to see Jesus is fulfilled on Good Friday. Because Luke says he had been wanting to see him for a very long time. Because he'd heard about him and was hoping to see him perform some sign. Oh, Jesus, can you be like a circus seal, do a trick for me? I want to see a sign, Jesus. He questioned Jesus at some length, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing Jesus. Now listen to this. Even Herod with his soldiers treated Jesus with contempt, and they mocked him. Then he put on Jesus an elegant robe and sent him back to Pilate. That same day, Herod and Pilate became friends with each other. Before that, they had become enemies. On seeing Jesus, Herod's heart became more like flint and less like a honeycomb. As can so often happen with people, he was influenced by the voices and the attitudes of those who had disdain for Jesus. And Pilate was his preferred company. Herod preferred to see Pilate than to see Jesus. My beloved brothers and sisters, in each of our lives, we too are invited to a deepening life of grace, so that it's not the embittered hardness of the world that's informing and forming us, but it is the sweet grace of Jesus that, like the honeybee, imparts its nectar into our souls so that we can live generous lives, because like St. Padre Pio, we are learning what it is to be connected to the source of love, because we want to see Jesus and be like him. Saint Padre Pio, pray for us.